The ferret Wildag was older than Swart, though not as big, and his ally Lardtail was a grumpy, fat, oversized rat. By the light of a flickering fire at the outer edge of the camp, the two faced a sizable gathering of captains and assorted horde beasts, all of whom were disaffected with the leadership of Sixclaw. Wildag addressed the meeting, backed up by Lardtail's whining comments.
"Well, how does it feel to be lost and starving, buckos?"
Lardtail stepped up.
"Aye, and all I've had since dawn is a few roots and a mouthful of dirty water. It's not good enough, mates."
A voice called out of the crowd.
"There's no out here but sand and wind. But if we starve, then at least Sixclaw's will too."
Wildag's paw jabbed the air as he shook his head vigorously.
"Swart Sixclaw starve? That's a good one. Tell him, Lardtail."
"I've seen that vixen of his sneaking into camp this evening. She went straight to Swart's tent, carrying a sack of victuals."
Wildag waved his paws to silence the outraged hubbub.
"Did you hear that, friends? A sack of food? I'll wager the scum's sitting in his tent right now, drinking wine and stuffing a roasted duck down his greedy gullet."
Amid the uproar that followed, a sack flew through the air and struck Wildag in the face. Furiously, he grabbed the sack and shook it at the assembly.
"You threw this!"
he yelled. Swart stepped into the firelight, his painted face and red-stained fangs highlighted by the flames. Silence fell instantly upon the gathering. Showing no fear or concern, the warlord winked at the two conspirators and rubbed his paws together in front of the fire.
"Gets a bit chilly here at night when the sun goes in. You cold, Wildag? Hungry, maybe?"
The captain was at a loss for words, and sensing something awful was about to happen, Lardtail began shuffling backward.
"Stay where you are, rat, or I'll gut you."
Lardtail froze, noting that Scarback and Marble, the two assassins, had materialised out of nowhere and were flanking him. Swart spoke to the would-be mutineers in a reasonable tone.
"I've heard that some are saying we're lost. Now, what sort of a warlord would get his hoard lost? 2 days from here is a broad stream of fresh water, food, fruit growing on the trees. Would I be lost if I knew this? And I'll tell you something else. The farther on we travel, the better it gets. Greener, fatter, richer. I don't tell lies, you'll see."
He picked up the sack and faced the ferret captain.
"But as for you, my friend, I don't think you was telling the truth when you said I was drinking wine and eating roast duck. If I was, then I'd make sure every beast got the same as me."
A sob escaped Wildag's lips, and he began to tremble. Swart patted the captain's back reassuringly.
"Oh, come on now, bucko. Cheer up. Old Sixclaw don't like to see any beast unhappy or hungry. I'm willing to share my victuals with you, but to show you I'm a real comrade, I'll let you have it all for yourself."
He tipped the old dead crow out of the sack, smiling companionably at Wildag.
"As you can see, it ain't no roast duck, but you're welcome to it."
Then pinching Lardtail's ear cruelly in his claws, Swart marched the rat over to the crow carcass.
"Pick it up, matey. There's a good rat,"
he said.
"Do you want some?"
Hauled up on tip-paw by his ear, the rat whined.
"No, Lord, I ain't hungry."
Horde beasts are fickle creatures at best, and now some of the gathering began chuckling as they realised what Swart was up to. The warlord winked at them, knowing they would be firmly on his side after he had asserted his power. Wagging his chainmail Sixclaw in the rat's face, he explained firmly.
"Wildag's your mate. So I want you to feed this to him right now. All of it. Meat, bone, claws, feathers, beak, the lot. Show Wildag that Swart is a real friend. I ain't just sharing it with him. I'm giving him it all out of the goodness of me heart."
Roars of laughter from the pitiless horde beasts rang out as the two assassins grabbed Wildag in preparation for his awful meal. Swart silenced them with a wave of his mailed paw.
"I'm going to my tent now. I'll eat at the same time we all do, in 2 days' time. Or sooner if we march fast. Meanwhile, don't go muttering and meeting among yourselves, come to me. If you have anything to complain about, I'll always listen.
Cheers rang in the warlord's ears as he strode off into the night. He smiled to himself. The Horde were with him once more.